and not gone up with his arm, it wouldn't have been that call. But I thought that Larry Vanover made the right call in that situation. I mean, I know he was upset about being hit, although he was hit by a breaking ball, so I'm not really sure. But I just think that you can't roll over with that arm. And I thought it was a gutsy call, and I thought it was the right call. I really did.
Peter, it's getting ridiculous now with Colorado winning 18 of 19. They are on such a roll right now. I know it's just game one out of the way, but, I mean, this roll, I mean, what's going to stop it?
Well, I think the only way it stops is if the inexperience of the starting rotation gets in the way. I mean, Ubaldo Jimenez and Franklin Morales were in the minor leagues a couple of months ago. So that can run, but I don't think enough credit can be given to Clint Hurdle for the way he's handled that bullpen.
Colorado bullpen allowed 2 runs in 14 innings so far this postseason. So 1-0 Rockies. Meanwhile, ALCS gets started tonight. Don't forget, every pitch of every game is right here on ESPN Radio. Red Sox and Indians, it's a matchup of the two best teams in the American League all year long. Big-time pitchers. Red Sox make one little change here. They put in Bobby Kilty in place of J.D. Drew. Kilty's numbers against C.C. Sabathia lifetime are very good. Give us some keys to this series, Peter.
Well, I think, I mean, to see the pitching matchups, I mean, essentially, you know, Sabathia, Beckett, Carmona are arguably were the three best pitchers in the American League this year. Curt Schilling is, without too much argument, the best postseason pitcher in the history of baseball, 9-2 with a 193 and several blown saves in addition. And, I mean, I think the starting pitching is going to play off. I think Fenway Park, playing 4 games there is a huge advantage for the Red Sox. They hit much better in that ballpark, and I think the emotion is so great in that park. It's a very difficult play for Cleveland to play. And in the end, I think that with all the respect I have for Joe Borowski, I still think the Jonathan Papelbon-Joe Borowski difference will end up being a huge factor in this series. That I can see a grand slam for Manny Ramirez sometime in the ninth inning to break Cleveland's heart here, and I think that may be the difference in the series.
The one thing that I was impressed with yesterday, we had manager Terry Francona for the Red Sox, and he did say, because I brought it up, when they go to Cleveland, if the bugs do come out and they do plan to unleash the bugs, that he will not look to the umpires to delay the game like all the Yankees or some of the Yankees were crying about.
I'm betting on snow instead of bugs.
Golic, that's okay. I've got the cold weather bugs ready to come out as well.
I'll tell you right now, Golic is planning on making the short trip to Fenway and bringing a truck full of these midges if this thing comes back to Boston for game 6 and 7.
All the complaints I heard in New York about the bugs and the game should have been stopped.